Chapter 11. The two fox jailers, Thwip and Binta, usually struck fear into the hearts of the little prisoners at Althea. Wielding whip and rod, they would swagger about, snarling and threatening the young creatures, reducing them to quivering wrecks. However, this was not the case with the shrewmaid Petunia Rosebud, or Flib, as she had named herself. The instant she was unbound from the spear haft she had been carried on, she flew at her captors, attacking them savagely.
"You scringy gobbed babe robbers, get your filthy paws off me, or I'll rip your heads off."
Thwip cracked his lash.
"Oh, a chaffern, aye?"
Binta came at Flib, swishing her cane.
"Get in there with the others before I beat your head from your back. Yeah, she bit me."
The shrewmaid had her teeth into Binta's ear. She hung on, growling like a wild beast. Thwip could not use his whip for fear of striking Binta. He grabbed Flib, trying to pry her loose from the other fox's ear.
"Right, I'm going to teach you a lesson you won't forget, missy."
Two well-aimed kicks from Flib smashed into his mouth.
"Gobs! Help us! Help!"
It took four other ravagers to subdue Flib. Swiftly binding her paws, they managed to fling her into the gloomy holding cavern. Thwip held three broken teeth out to the guards.
"Look what she did to me! That is crazy mad, I tell ya!"
One of the guards passed Binta a paw full of dried moss.
"Get that on your leg, afore ye bleeds to death."
The vixen could taste her own blood. It was running down the side of her muzzle. She spat out spitefully.
"No victuals or drink for 2 days. That goes for them all. Maybe that'll calm her down when the others see it here, but they ain't getting fed."
One of the guards, a stern-faced ferret, spoke.
"That ain't for you to say, Binta. Our orders come from the Sable Queen, not from you. Now go and get their grub ready."
Flib stared at her younger brother and sister in the badly lit cave.
"Midda, Bordy, what are you two doing in here?"
Bordy began crying. Midda covered his mouth.
"Shh, baby, look, it's our big sister."
Flib was simmering with rage. She gnawed at the cord binding her paws, snapping at her younger sister.
"Why'd you let him capture Bordy, eh?"
Midda snapped back at her.
"If I'd run off and left Bordy, I might have got away. You were on your own. Why did you let him capture you?"